Thank you, everyone. I'm honored to be here. I'm Becky, compulsive overeater from Maryland, and I put my number in the chat pod, so I'll just mention it too for those that might hear the recording. It's 301-787-8965. And give you a little bit about my story, and then also share with you some experience, strength, and hope that I've gotten from program. But I'm a compulsive overeater, and pure and simple. I grew up as a little chunky little girl here, as you can see, and I just always just binged any time. I can always remember overeating, as you can see here. Whether I was mad, sad, happy, or glad, it didn't matter. Food was my friend. I'm just sharing some pictures here of me. You can see. I just always remember going to food as far back as I can remember. Again, it didn't matter. I could be angry and I would eat. I could be happy and I could eat. I also, my stomach is like a gas tank. You know how some people, you go in a gas and you go into your car and it reads empty or full. My gas tank is broken. I have no idea what it means to be full. I can eat and eat and eat. If I eat a whole dinner and then you call me up and say, "Hey, you want to go out and eat?" I'm like, "Sure, where do you want me to meet you?" I have no concept that my gas tank is broken. I don't know. In addition, and I didn't realize that I was the only one. I mean, I didn't know what this compulsive overeater meant. I just thought, you just eat. But I remember people also saying something like, "Oh, this is too sweet." Like, "Oh, I can only eat a little bit of this." I'm like, "What are you kidding me? Like, okay, you take a little bite and I'll eat all of mine and all of yours and all of everyone else's. I could eat it all." So when you say, "Oh, this is too rich or this is too sweet," I'm like, "Bring it on. I'll, you know, I can never stop at one." And I tried everything. I tried, Pay and Weigh, Weight Watchers. I tried Jenny Craig. I had these other, food coming to my house. I starved myself. I did every fad diet, cabbage soup diet, Atkins, South Beach, boom. And they all worked for a short time. I would lose the weight and I always gained it all back plus some. I would lose a little bit, gain it all back plus some. So it never stayed off. And you can see here as I was just, going through life, just continually eating. And I will tell you, in addition, food was my friend. It anesthetized me. It helped me. It calmed me down. But then one day it stopped working. It was like I had to keep binging myself, and it still didn't help me anymore. Food no longer became my friend; it became my foe. Emotionally, I was a wreck. I was irritable, restless, discontent. My favorite was I napped every day, because I was really tired, What was happening was I was like a drunk passing out every day because I would be on these high sugars and then low, boom, and I'd fall asleep, whether I was sitting in the couch or in the car. And it's like, "Oh, mommy's just got to take a little nap now." Well, that was no nap. I was passing out dead drunk, like a dead drunk. I was passing out in food comas. And then when I was up, irritable, restless, discontent, right out of the big book. I remember yelling at my beautiful boys all the time, throwing things at them. Oy, oy, oy. The joke of the family became my boys are extremely fast runners. They even played football and they were like star runners. And the joke was, yeah, they became star runners because mom was throwing stuff at them all the time. They had to get out of Dodge. So I reached a point where I finally said, okay, what's going on? I can't do this anymore. Why can't I stop eating? And I Googled it. And this book came up, and I ordered the book. And in the book, it talked about OA, Overeaters Anonymous. And I was like, what is this? I never heard of this. So I hightailed it to a meeting. And, Bob, when Bob was reading, he says, welcome home. You're at home now. I was at home immediately. I knew you were my people. You were my tribe. You all explained to me what you were doing with food. And I was like, I'm in. I'm in. This is me. I can't believe it. And you also told me I had a twofold disease, one, a physical allergy of the body, and a two, a mental obsession of the brain. Comes right out of the big book. So the physical allergy, you told me, once you put sugar or flour in my case, I can't stop. It's like I put one in, I gotta have it all. It's not just one little, something from a bakery box or something from, no, I gotta eat it all. And so there's something in me that just triggers and I want more. So you all told me you gotta stop the sugar. And I was like, oh, okay, let me try. It was like withdrawals. I was shaking. I was even more irritable because my body was detoxing from all this sugar that I would have, like stored up, right? There I am. And so I finally said, okay, I'm gonna stop. But then there was this mental obsession, which was the second part, which is I didn't know how to live life on life's terms. I didn't know how to act. So y'all told me you got to work the steps. I'm like, okay, well, what are these steps? And it was simple. Step one is I can't. Step two is God can. Step three is I think I'll let him. So I was like, okay, I'm willing to do that. So I can't, I'm powerless. So I need a higher power. And in my case, my higher power is God. And so I put the food down, even though I was shaking and all of that. And I kept coming to meetings like three a week. Boom, boom. I've been in program. It's going on 13 years. If you told me, 13 years ago, Becky, you're going to go to a meeting every week, I'd be like, no, I don't think so. But here I am. You know why? Because I need it. I need to remember because I have that mental obsession. And so, okay, step one, I can't. Step two, God can. Step three, I think I'll let him. Well, okay, if I'm going to let God help me, then I got to be close to God, right? So, but I wasn't close to God. You know why? Because I had all these defects of character. I thought I was right. I thought I knew everything. I was stubborn. So in other words, I had to clean house and get rid of my defects, which is steps four, five, and six. And then I had hurt people. I think I told you I would throw things at my kids or yell at my husband. So that was another thing keeping me from God, was my relationships with my people were not good. And so I had to make amends, which is steps, six, seven, eight, and nine. And so if I'm going to let God help me, which is step three, then I got to be close to God. And if I have these defects of character, and if I'm treating people badly, then I got to work those steps to get with God. Well, there's this little thing that gets in the way for me, and that's life. And so sometimes when you all said, oh, you got to learn to live life on life's terms and be loving and tolerant every single day, well, that's step 10 and 11. And so working those steps helped me change my whole attitude, my whole way of thinking, which is step 12 upon receiving a spiritual awakening. And, you know, I took a picture when Bob was reading because it says here, once we become abstinent, the preoccupation with food diminishes and in many cases ceases to leave us entirely. Guess what? I am a testament. It's true. It's not the obsession sometimes comes, but guess what? After continually working the steps, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or in my case, you know, 10, 11, 12, this obsession hit. I now don't like crave food because I've put the sugar down, I've put the flour down, but not before. That didn't before I couldn't because I would just binge. And then it also says when you find it, then you have to deal with your inner turmoil. Bob, I took a picture from what Bob was reading earlier. So what was the inner turmoil? That was all my defects of character. I think I know right and everything like that. And then it says here, we have a new way of thinking or acting on life rather than reacting to it. Imagine that. Now I can act, not react. Before, you know what I did? I had a problem. I ate. I remember vividly my son. I have two sons, beautiful sons. One is 30. When he was little, I'll never forget, he skinned his knee real bad and he was bleeding and he came in and he was crying. And this kid never really cried. So he comes running, Mommy, Mommy, you know, look, my knee, you know, and he's crying. There's blood dripping everywhere. You know what I did? I opened the refrigerator. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't keep bandages in the refrigerator. I don't keep, you know, Mercurochrome. I'm aging myself by saying Mercurochrome, you know, and or anything. It was like I didn't know how to deal with my son because I just went to the food. Now I know how to deal with life, whether it's, you know, a skid knee or somebody yelling, you know, because I work the steps and I go to meetings and I talk to, I call fellows. Hey, you know, I don't know how to deal with this. Do you know how to deal with this? And you all in program have helped me. And so like for instance, here are some of the things that I learned, and I'll share something. I was talking to Ross earlier. I said, "What do you want me to cover?" And he said, "Oh, your ESH, which is experience, strength, and hope." So the holidays are coming. And what does that say? 1 minute? 2, 3 minutes? I'm sorry. Can you unmute Marty? I can't see you. Is it 5 more minutes? 2 more minutes? 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Okay, thank you. So here are some things that I learned from program that maybe will help. It helps me get through the holidays. And I love acronyms. They help me remember. So I'll use the word acronym BEEPS, BEAPS. The first is boundaries. I got to set boundaries around my food. So I went to a nutritionist, I got a food plan. And she said, you can have this much at breakfast, this much at lunch, this much for snack, this much for dinner. That's it. I eat no more, no less. She also listed out how many carbohydrates, how many fats, how many proteins, et cetera. That's all I have. Because remember, my gas tank doesn't work. I don't know if it's on empty or full. So that's all I eat. So just like I set boundaries around my food, I also set boundaries around how I deal with people. And the big book says, Becky, you have to be loving and tolerant. I also put boundaries around how people will deal with me. So for instance, if someone is yelling at me, and I come from a big fat Greek family who loves to yell, and you know, and I love them to death. But they'll say, oh, I made this for you, special for you. I've been in program 13 years. They're still pushing food on me, right? And I'm like, no, thank you. And so that's another thing that I had to do is sort of the E is change my expectations. Like things don't have to be perfect around the holiday, which leads to another thing. I have to be accepting of, thank you, Marty, of who people are and what they are, and not try to change them. That's why we say the serenity prayer. I also try to be very present. So instead of focusing on the food, I focus on the S, which is service. I try to look to people. If I'm at a dinner table, for instance, before it was all about the food. Now it might be, I'm going to notice someone who isn't talking. I might go over there and sit next to someone and say, hey, how are you doing? Or, wow, look at those brand new shoes. Those are so cute. And so I know I wanted to just kind of wrap up, but you know, this was me before program. And because of program, I came for the vanity and I stayed for the sanity. I will share with you, there's me and my husband, and then here's me. And I have been maintaining a 70 pound, between 70 and 80 pounds. I have maintained that for 12 years because of program. And the promises all have come true for me. And I'm very grateful for program and for you all. And I'm just doing it with you one day at a time. But for me, this is the only thing that's worked. The only thing that's worked. So thank you for letting me share.